The Jewish Passover was near. 6 days before the feast, Jesus and his disciples arrived at the little town of Bethany near Jerusalem, where Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead, lived with his two sisters, Martha and Mary. A man named Simon, who had once been a leper, was also from Bethany, and he gave a dinner in the Lord's honor. Lazarus was among those who were invited, while Martha did the serving. During the meal, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, brought an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She came to the table where Jesus was reclining, broke the jar, and anointed his head with the perfume. Then she poured some on his feet and wiped them with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. In the East, anointing the head of a guest is a mark of high esteem. Mary gave the Lord the most costly thing she possessed as an expression of her reverence and love. But some of those present did not understand the meaning of this anointing and were angry. One of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray Christ, said, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. Judas was one of the 12, and he witnessed the goodness and power of Jesus, but he felt no affection for him. The Lord was aware of this. He also knew that what Mary had done sprang from a grateful and loving heart. So he answered, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." The next day, Jesus sent two of his disciples to a nearby village, saying, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a donkey tied there with her colt, which no one has ever ridden. Untie them and bring them here. If anyone asks you what you are doing, tell him, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will let them go." The disciples went and found the donkey and her colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied them, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing?" They replied, "The Lord needs them." When they brought them back, they threw their cloaks over the colt, and Jesus sat on it. As he went along, many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the ground in front of Jesus. When they came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, a great crowd of people who had come to Jerusalem for the feast, having heard that Jesus was on his way, took palm branches and went out to meet him. The disciples and all the people began to praise God, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest." Everyone joyfully acclaimed the Messiah, hailing him as the King sent by God, while they waved palm branches, emblems of victory and peace. The Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey, marked the coming of this gentle, peaceable king into his own city. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Zechariah more than 500 years before. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout with joy, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Next episode, Jesus in the Temple.